The US Report, thanks to Peters of Kensington. Why in the World Wide Web would you shop anywhere else? petersofkensington.com.au.
Yes, let's go to Harley in the United States of America. This wouldn't be good news for Joe Biden, because if the Warren supporters coalesce with the Sanders supporters, there could be some fun down the track. Elizabeth Warren is out. Harley.
Yeah, she could do the pretty simple math, because once Joe Biden bounced back and grabbed a big fistful of delegates on Super Tuesday, which left her in the distant dust, she could see there was no road that could take her to the nomination. She entered the campaign sounding a lot like Bernie Sanders. So you'd think they were buddies, and they may have been, except that, you know, she accused him of calling her a liar on national TV, called him out on it, and they stopped being buddies. So Warren says she's not going to endorse anyone yet, but it doesn't matter, because her supporters are naturally more likely to gravitate towards Sanders anyway, so she can just sit there and be stubborn and upset, and he'll scarf him up anyway.
Given that 60% of the delegates are still up for grabs, only 40% have been allocated to date, and if the Sanders and Warren voters come together, he could be in some trouble, Joe Biden.
Yeah, all he's got to do is stub his toe just a couple more times or forget what state he's in.
Yeah.
And it'll
Well, he couldn't. He forgot his wife as opposed to his sister yesterday, didn't he?
they really did change positions on him, and he didn't know it. So in his, you know, but it sure set him up for a Joe moment, that's for sure. But I thought, you know, his wife was the star of the show, because when those demonstrators came on the stage, she was faster than any secret, although he didn't have Secret Service, any security people, anybody else. She interposed herself between Joe and the demonstrator, just like finger snap. I mean, right now. Yeah, it was really good.
Which raises the question as to whether a former vice president shouldn't have a security detail. I found that quite extraordinary.
Oh, he should. Yes, he absolutely should.
Yeah, absolutely. Look, this transgender story is a big story for now and the Olympics.
Well, it is. Young female athletes have been fighting for this in this country, saying it's just not fair. Transgender females are genetically male, and that frequently gives them an advantage in the field of athletic competition. They're often bigger, stronger, faster. That makes for unbalanced competitive arenas. The legislators in Arizona have heard their arguments. The House of Representatives in Arizona has passed a bill that said transgender female athletes would not be able to participate in girls' school sports because they're really genetically boys. And what that means is K through 12, high school, college, university, you name it. If it's in Arizona, you'd have to follow that rule.
And so it should be. All right, Harley, you've done a great job this week. Have a wonderful weekend. We'll see you on Monday.